A medical marijuana dispensary is open in Newburgh, New York, the first in Orange County. There was a ribbon-cutting ceremony Thursday, but the dispensary has been open for a few weeks and has already served many clients. Michelle Bodner is CEO and president of Palliotech New York, which operates the dispensary under the brand name Curaleaf New York.
We had a very quiet opening, and in the 2 weeks we've been open, we've really been helping dozens and dozens of patients and feel great about it. So we're looking forward to helping many, many more.
Democratic New York State Assemblyman James Skoufis attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony and says there is much demand for a dispensary in Orange County.
It's about those individuals who are suffering from cancer who are looking for pain relief. It's about those children who are suffering from epilepsy who are looking for medicine that will reduce the number of episodes that they suffer from. That's what this is really about. There's economic development and activity involved, of course, but it's about making sure that there's that access there for people to find help.
Skoufis's 99th district includes portions of Orange and Rockland counties.
I can't tell you how many constituents over the past number of years have reached out to me, really desperate for a more local dispensary with that sort of access.
Prior to Curaleaf's opening, area residents had to travel to dispensaries in Kingston or White Plains or New York City. Bodner says that based on only 2 weeks of data, patients are coming from surrounding counties and as far as 2 hours away.
It's centrally located to, you know, Orange, Dutchess, Westchester, Rockland. This site in particular is, right off 84, near 87. It's safe. It's open. It's a great building. It's near sort of the iconic Alexis Diner that everyone in the region knows about.
In fact, she says the owner of the Alexis Diner next door is Curaleaf's landlord. In August 2017, the State Department of Health announced it had added 5 new registered organizations to manufacture and dispense medical marijuana in New York. The state also announced that it had seen at that point a more than 70% increase in certified patients since March 2017. Bodner says Newburgh was Curaleaf's first dispensary in New York. Curaleaf also opened a dispensary in Plattsburgh April 19th, and plans to open soon in Queens and on Long Island.
There are 20 million people in New York. There were only 5 licensees. There were only 20 dispensaries. Now there will be 40. We're actually the first dispensary to open up from the new 5. So we're the first 2 to open up of the next 20. And even with the 40, I think there's still quite a bit of growth before we're able to really reach all the patients that need our medications.
Hudson Valley Republican State Senator Bill Larkin says he requested the State Department of Health expand the number of allowable dispensaries.
And we decided that the distribution of them wasn't equal. We thought so in the beginning, but Newburgh is a cornerstone between Kingston and White Plains.
Bodner says Curaleaf hopes to be approved for delivery in the next few months. Palliotech was approved to manufacture in Ulster County, and Palliotech New York is based in New York City. It's a subsidiary of Palliotech, Inc. in Massachusetts. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Newburgh.